Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed on AM 360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
وَيْلِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Amen. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer.
He is frozen. So he has officially given, opened us in prayer. So
Amen. The praise belongs to God, Lord, the merciful redeemer, the sole judge on the day of judgment. We worship you.
Let us continue, Marsha. You could just put him on mute for now, because we have officially opened with prayer. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Before we get started, we do want to acknowledge a group that has come together. Marsha, could you just let us know where they are and what it is that they're celebrating?
Absolutely. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. So the Imams Council of North New Jersey is having their second annual Seniors and Pioneers Breakfast. And so the seniors and pioneers and the believers that support them are having the breakfast at Masjid Mir and Community Center. And so we're going to spotlight Sister Habiba so that she can show us the room. So go ahead, Sister Habiba, go ahead and scan the room so we can see who's in attendance.
Yes, Sister Habiba, you could just, and we do want to extend the greetings to everyone. Oh, wow. Wow. How beautiful. Sister Habiba, please make sure to extend the greetings to them from us. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Habiba. So let us begin. Our speaker today is Imam Wazir Ali, and his topic is Choose Faith Over Fear. Brother Imam, we're ready for you.
As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulihi al-Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. It is indeed an honor and a blessing to be with you this morning. We send heartfelt prayers to the pioneers and seniors in Newark as they are recognized for their contributions that they've made to improving the human condition and also creating an environment where those like myself can have the freedom to express our faith as Muslims and also to continue to make our contribution as part of a race in our in the relay race of contributing to the upliftment of lives and establishing community in the United States of America. We thank all of those who are still running alongside of us, who have passed the baton but didn't stop running. They're continuing to run with us with advice on how to navigate the track, with advice on what areas of the track are rough and how to run that area of the track Because if you pass the baton and leave the runner to run on their own, they don't benefit from the 40 years that you've been running that track. And you often know all of the ups and downs, all of the wiggles, and all of the challenges on that track. So we thank you for running the track when no one knew what it was like, when the track was brand new and the track was treacherous, and the track was full of unique challenges that had never been faced before. And now as we pick the heavy baton that you have passed on to us, and we are passing on to the generation, the next generation, and depending on when you were born, it could be now five generations of Muslims in America. So it just depends on where you are in that chain. We thank you for your work, and we thank you for your contribution. As always, we thank Study Al-Islam for providing a venue where we can gather weekly and with the use of technology, and we can be in each other's company, and we can enjoy each other without being physically in the same city, but we can build on our, and we thank all of you. It was wonderful to hear the names of everyone logging on who remember way back when I had no gray hairs in my beard, and I was a very, very teenager, almost working with Imam Qasim Ahmed. And now I have children. My oldest child is 26, mashallah. So it's been a wonderful journey. I want to begin today. I'm going to share a screen. Talking about the topic today, choosing faith over fear. And this particular ayah is in Surah Tawbah, which is a surah of repentance. And as you know, this is the only chapter that begins without Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the other thing about this chapter, it has a strong emphasis on repentance. And so this particular ayah was revealed reminding people about the importance of supporting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and reminding people of an event in the Prophet's history, prayers and peace be upon him. Because there was a lot of pressure on our Prophet during the time that he lived in Mecca, and the Meccans decided that they were going to assassinate him. And the devil is so cunning that sometimes the devil uses the very thing you introduce for peace, he uses it for destruction. He influences people to use it for destruction. Because when they decided to assassinate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or attempt to assassinate him, there was a debate among them, because they wanted to avoid clan warfare. Because if they killed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his clan then would respond. So in order for, and you all know this history, so I'm just recounting it just to recall it to our memory. In order for the blame not to fall on any one group, they decided that all of them were going to come together, and a member from each clan would stab the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the same time, and that the blame then would fall on all the clans, so no one clan could be responsible. And they hijacked this strategy from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gave them a strategy on how to solve their fight when they were fighting over who would take the black stone back in the Kaaba. And this was many years earlier. This was at least 20, maybe 15 years earlier, when they were about to fight after they rebuilt the Kaaba. and they were about to have bloodshed, and they said the next person that comes through will make the decision. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came through, he took off his mantle, he puts it on the ground, he picks up the black stone, he places it on his mantle, then he has one representative from each clan hold on to his mantle, and they all receive benefit, or they shared in the responsibility for putting the black stone in its place. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them how to cooperate with each other mutually, so everyone receives the credit. Then the devil inspired them to use the same strategy he gave them for success in when they were going to try to assassinate him, so that the blame would fall on everyone. So now I'm using this to juxtapose faith and fear. Faith and fear, right? Because when we look at what was happening when they were attempting to assassinate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had surrounded his house, and they had lookouts that was constantly looking at him. And what we read in the books of history is that he asked Ali to stay in his bed that evening, because he was leaving with Abu Bakr. And he left Ali in Mecca to return all of the properties that he had that belonged to people, because he was leaving Mecca and he wasn't coming back. So here you have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam under the threat of assassination, choosing his faith in Allah, that he didn't just leave Mecca and leave his obligations unfulfilled, even though he was under the threat of assassination. He wanted to make sure that everyone who trusted him with things, their trust would be fulfilled, because he was leaving, and he was leaving even under the threat of death. And if we read through the narration, and Imam Muhammad told us to study the history of Prophet Muhammad. It was at a Ramadan session. I don't know if you remember this. And he told us to study it in the context of our life so we could see ourselves in it. And then he also told us to study the Khulafa Rashidin, Abu Bakr, Omar, Ali, Uthman, to see us in it. And he said, get some idea of Islamic history. He said he didn't encourage us to become historians in Islamic history, but he did advise us to get some idea of Islamic history or Muslim history so we could see ourselves in it, right? So here you have Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he's leaving with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're leaving Mecca, and he asked Ali to sit in his bed that night so that the people who were constantly watching his house would think he hadn't left. So this took an extreme amount of faith on the part of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and on the part of Ali, because the Prophet wasn't leaving him there to die. The Prophet wasn't leaving him there believing he would get murdered. The Prophet trusted that Allah would protect him. And Ali trusted that Allah would protect him. And I know you all would have laid in the bed, when I say you are most of the pioneers, I believe you would have laid in the bed in the place of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because you lived choosing faith over fear. What I'm trying to teach on right now, you lived it. You experienced it. You're an embodiment of it. You should actually be, we should have a group session right now where you're telling me how you live faith over fear. And you're giving me examples of how you chose faith over fear in your life, because you had to choose faith over fear more than once. If you came through the Nation of Islam, you had to choose faith over fear at that time,
because you chose to believe in an ideology that challenged the oppressor and called the oppressor himself a devil in the belly of the oppressor. You're in the house of the oppressor, and you're calling the oppressor a devil while you're in his house. That takes for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah forgive him his sins and bless him with paradise, for him to stand up the way he did and for him to challenge the establishment under the banner of Islam or Muslim, or as it was understood by him at that time, for him to stand up in the belly of the beast and make that call was very bold. It was very audacious. You know, you can imagine people saying, the audacity of this man to stand up and call someone the devil. So for those of you who followed that, there were so many people afraid to join it because of the controversy, unpopularity, because of its challenges, and because of the negative blowback and the insults and the harassment and everything that was received. You lived choosing faith over fear. Now I want to show you, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was under heavy oppression and he was leaving Mecca, Abu Bakr had come to him a few weeks earlier, maybe not weeks, but sometime earlier, and he asked for permission to leave Mecca and go to Medina. And it was at this time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Bakr, he said, I was hoping you would be my companion when I made my hijrah from Mecca to Medina. He said, so he wanted Abu Bakr to accompany him. Abu Bakr was now honored because Abu Bakr was planning on leaving. They were leaving in small groups when they were leaving Mecca going to Medina, and they would come and get the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, get his permission before they left. So Abu Bakr had come to the Prophet, and he asked him for permission, and the Prophet said, no. Well, he didn't tell him no, but he said, I was hoping you would be my companion on this journey. And of course, Abu Bakr says, MashaAllah, that'd be like if Imam Muhammad rahimahullah called any of us and said, I want you to go someplace. We would stop everything we were doing, right? All of our business engagements. We could have a million-dollar deal next year. We put off our million-dollar deal so that we could have been and we could have answered the call of Imam Muhammad rahimahullah alayh. So Abu Bakr said he let it all go, but this journey was treacherous because there was a bounty out on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a huge bounty out on him. And you have to imagine it was one of the largest bounties. And there's this beautiful story where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they left Mecca. When they left Mecca, they went south instead of north, right? And there's some reasons for that. But they went under heavy vigil. There was so many people out for them. They were most wanted. He was Arabia's most wanted man at that time, and he hired a non-Muslim to be his guy, Abdullah ibn Urayqa. I want you to think about that for a second. He hired a non-Muslim for his guy. That's faith. That's faith. He hired the non-Muslim for his guy because that was the best guide in Arabia. He could pick up dung and tell you exactly what part of Arabia the camel was from. So I'm using a little bit of hyperbole to make my point, but that's the kind of, they could look at the dates that was in the camel dung. And by looking at the dates in the camel dung, the best ones could see where the camel was from. This man knew the desert. He knew all the hiding spots and everything in the desert. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had faith over fear,
So he hired the best man to do the job. But when the prophet first left Mecca, him and Abu Bakr had to hide in a cave. And you know how the story goes. They got so close to the edge of the cave when they were hiding in this cave, and the Meccans actually came right up to the cave. And they were so close to the edge of the cave that the history book says if they looked down, they would have seen him. And this is when this ayah was revealed. It was revealed, it wasn't at this point, but this ayah was revealed addressing Abu Bakr and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they were in the cave. And we'll just read it in English. If you do not aid the prophet, Allah has already aided him. When those who disbelieved had driven him out as one of two, when they were in the cave, he said to his companion, do not grieve. Indeed, Allah is with us. And Allah sent down his tranquility upon him and supported him with angels. You did not see and made the world of those who disbelieve the lowest, while the word of Allah, that is the highest. And Allah is exalted in might and wise. You collectively who came from the nation of Islam to universal Islam with Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad, you were Abu Bakr in the cave with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Believe that. Because you had to choose faith over fear. There had to be so much fear leaving the nation of Islam. There had to be so much fear leaving, depending on how long you were in it, all the systems that had been built up, all of the structure, leaving all of everything that made the nation of Islam the nation of Islam, the uniforms, everything. You had built a culture for 40 years. You built a culture. You believed in a culture. And here comes this bold man taking you out of the birthplace, Mecca, Nation of Islam, taking you into Medina, the enlightenment of the Quran. And there had to be fear. And if you and I could only imagine the pressures that was on Imam Muhammad at that time, it had to feel like the pressures that was on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when everybody wanted to kill him for taking his followers out of the birthplace Mecca into Medina and Munawwara. There had to be a heavy pressure on Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad and threats on his life because he was taking people out of the nation of Islam and bringing them into Islam proper. In addition to threats, people trying to buy him off and all those things, and people trying to undermine the community. But many of you did not waver. You did not tire. Even if you had doubts, you know the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had doubts, and Allah had to reinforce them. I know some people have, like, I never doubted Imam Muhammad from day one. Well, some people did, but Allah reinforced them. Allah gave them strength. Allah confirmed what they needed in order so that they could walk through this very challenging situation. So that history is a history, is a living history of choosing faith over fear. And just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he told them, do not fear, Allah is with us. Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad, in teaching us and teaching my parents, which is mainly your contemporaries, and I know there are many people my age and younger, but right now I'm focusing on those who walked this and lived it, this journey. Imam Muhammad told you, just like
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr, Imam Warazi Muhammad told you, do not grieve. Indeed, Allah is with us.
And tranquility came over your heart. The evidence that tranquility came over your heart is that you're still here today. And you're still walking that path. And now you become in the place of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell those of you, those who are coming after you, do not grieve. For Allah is with us. So I thank Study Al Islam for having me teach this topic. But when you've seen it, when you've seen it in a whole generation of people, you don't teach it as a theoretical concept. See, I could have went into amana and what amana meant and all the different forms of the verb of amana, and I could have went through all that stuff. I could have went to the abstract concepts of faith and how faith elevates. I could have gone through all that. But why? Why go through all of that when you are a practical, tangible, real-life example of it? And remember when Imam Muhammad told us, no wonder why they call us spooks. We have no material expression in the world to be a physical manifestation of our spiritual aspirations. You are a physical manifestation of choosing faith over fear. And you are an inspiration. When I was younger, I used to criticize people for when they would not recite Al-Fatiha correctly. I pray to Allah for forgiveness every day for doing that, because just the fact that you were trying to recite Al-Fatiha correctly was a beautiful thing. And I used to be embarrassed to cry until I learned Abu Bakr cried. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. May Allah bless you and continue to bless you. And may you continue to be an example of living faith over fear. Akulu kali adha astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Salaam alaikum.
Masha, can you please take listen? I am in tears. I see people wiping their eyes because we can't do anything but bear witness to that. We had no idea who Imam Muhammad was, where he was going to take us. All we knew was that he was out of the mosque. He was not in good standards. He did not support his father, we was told. And yet, here we are together. Here we are together, stronger, more purposeful, learning our deen. And so many times I make comments about I'm hearing impaired, and as a result, I really can't hear the pronunciation of Arabic. And for him to say he seeks Allah's forgiveness for those who could not or did not learn Arabic, we have to be touched for his humility. But only Allah grants humility. I'm going to tell you, this was an amazing, amazing talk. I'm not going to hold us any longer. I think he is done. I think he has given us all what we need, each and every one of us. But I am going to close with these announcements. Save the date of December 31st. Study Al-Islam is planning our annual community New Year's Eve du'as. Satan has been busy, and as believers, we know that the remembrance of our Lord and the practice of our deen is our protection from shaitan. Collective prayers are exemplified at Juma, Hajj, and Umar. They have significance, purpose, and strength. We will ask Allah to accept our collective du'as as we bring in the new year together. With that said, it is customary to recite Al-Kahf every Friday. There will be a special presentation by Imam Wazir as to why do we recite Al-Kahf. Why? We don't want to be a community that just do things repetitively without examining. Why do we do what we do? So we're going to hear from Imam Wazir, why do we recite Al-Kahf? And then in Arabic, following his explanation, we're going to hear from three of our young sisters who are Hafiz of Quran recite the entire surah in Arabic. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Also included in that 10 minutes, we're going to dedicate 10 minutes for you to offer your personal dua. 1 minute, your personal dua. Send me an email to studyalislam@gmail.com if you are interested in offering a 1 minute dua. And I will confirm it. We are dedicating 10 minutes for 10 du'as, which is your personal du'a. So Naima is preparing the December schedule, and she will email it to you on Wednesday in the Study Al-Islam newsletter. Next week, which will be December 3rd, we will have three community members who work together to capture the history of D.C. in a picture book. This book is beautiful and preserves a historical narrative for now and later. This is one method to capturing and preserving a shared community life and memorable moments. Plus, it has financial value because it serves as a fundraiser. I would love to have a picture book from every city that is represented in this beautiful National Association of Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad. I would love to have that. And then last but not least, this Tuesday is called Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is a good practice. It's a reminder to those who forget to give in charity. Our reminder as believing Muslims is to give throughout the year. We give zakat, and we give sadaqah. Zakat required charity and sadaqah voluntary charity. So I want to thank everyone that donates and who will donate to Study Al-Islam to keep it growing. And we want to say Giving Tuesday is a good thing, but we give every day by Allah's mercy and his command. So with that, I'm going to close with asking our dear Imam Omar, if you're not on, are there any questions before I close? We have a few minutes. If there's any questions before we close, if not, we are going to ask Imam Omar to close us in prayer. And inshallah, you will receive the newsletter for December. You will invite your family, your friends, encourage your children to be with us for the New Year's Eve prayer. Sister Wahida, take yourself off of mute.
I just wanted to ask, how can we purchase the picture book? Are we able to purchase the picture book?
Yes, they will. They're going to give us all the history of how they created the picture book, the time it took to prepare this picture book, and the inspiration. And the aspiration, the inspiration that this gave the whole community in D.C., and then the end result It's a beautiful picture book, and they are going to join us so that everyone on here wanted to prepare and produce something like this. Now, again, this is one way. There are oral narratives that we should be collecting in our community, but the picture book is certainly a great project. Yes, Brother Anthony, take yourself. Thank you for the question, Sister Wanda. Thank Brother Anthony, take yourself off of mute. Brother Anthony?
Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum salam, Brother Anthony.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Ma'am, I just want to know if you gave us an update on the trip to Ghana for next year, or you haven't got anything new yet?
We haven't gotten the details yet, but inshallah, they will be coming. They will be coming. So with that, I think that is, we can bring it to an end and everyone can enjoy their Sunday, be safe. And then we hope to see you again next Sunday. Imam Omar, can you close us in prayer? You're on mute, dear brother.
Okay. Rabban ayatina fi dunya hasanatan wa fi ahirati hasanatan wa kini bana. Allah, give us the excellence of this world and the excellence of the next world, and save us from the torment of hell's fire. Ameen.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. With Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. Alhamdulillah, 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 the praise is due to Almighty God, Allah. I see we have some hands that are raised here on the Study Al-Islam broadcast, and I want to immediately answer that those raised hands. We are grateful for our beloved Imam Wazir and Dr. Wazir Ali of Masjid Wahduddin Muhammad and Masjid El Quran of Houston, Texas, for sharing with us words of inspiration concerning faith over fear, faith over fear. I'm opening up the mic of 727-408. Assalamu alaikum. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Wa alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. This is Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm sorry, from Hudson, Florida. Praise be to Allah. There's something I wrote I'd like to share. Study Al-Islam. Love the way that sound. No longer the lost found. A new believer in town. Love for our pioneers. Sometimes they shed tears. Oh, Allah, give them some of the best years. Some of our best volunteers. They helped the group of Brother Razir. Allah has some left for our future generation alone. We appreciate the passing of their baton. This wisdom is from the scrum. Fate over fear, the prophet prayed and strategized for better years. The enemy's plan to assassinate our lives, man. Allah protected him. They saw him as a problem. Their perception was incorrect. Revelation gave him the best intellect. Now we are blessed to pass like tests. No need to get upset. Just give foolishness a rest. Our volunteer choose fate over fear. Moses was the only one who said, let God people go. Our imam said our souls were bold. Many times our volunteers carry our community load. Now they are believers in one God and one humanity, knowing that anything else is borderline insanity. Borderline because of God's mercy. It isn't easy to establish peace. Wazir accepted fate over fear, love and respect for the volunteers and pioneers. Simplicity is good for understanding Allah as the ultimate authority. As-salamu alaykum. Y'all know where we're coming from. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Bilal. Thank you for those beautiful words of inspiration.
Allahu Akbar.
May Allah continue to bless you and us. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay, we have another hand that has been ready. Area code 347336. Assalamu alaikum. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Wa alaikum assalam, Imam Kareem. Alhamdulillah. Greetings to you and greetings to everybody on the line. If they are still listening, I'm just profoundly affected by the contributions of Brother Bilal as our surrogate poet. The honor that we have given him on AM 360 to interject his creativity, divine, I call it sacred creativity, the gift of poetic thinking and poetic voice in sharing with us the perceptions and the logic of the Quran. It's just outstanding. I would wish that there were an expanded way on our website where we could feature at least online where people could see it, what he wants to share after the study Al-Islam broadcast. He's most consistent there, although he comes and interjects prolifically on AM 360. So I would like that to be a point of discussion if we can give him greater exposure, because it's just so beneficial, so spiritually beneficial to all of us as listeners. And what I wanted to do is thank again AM 360 for simulcasting Study Al-Islam, so that for those who may not be able to plug in on the Zoom advantage directly with Study Al-Islam and get the visuals along with the actual presentation, that through AM 360 you can listen in, and it's just as rewarding, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we can work on the ability to register questions through that simulcast. I know when we talked about that last week, we were going to look into it. So I hope that we are evolving to that capacity, as Sister Fitra is so always so excellently open to inviting her listening and viewing audience for their questions. And their comments, if time permits. So alhamdulillah, again, I just wanted to say it's just a bright part of my week, the Study Al-Islam simulcast through AM 360. And Brother Kareem, if you could just share how people can go online, access us, to listen it again as it is preserved in our archives. Is that correct? Can we tap in on the archive? Please explain that. Thank you.
Yes. You can utilize the am360.org and the CWSC, sure. Concerning the archives, am360.org, the presentation will be found there on that site. You can activate the actual date and also the presentation, inshallah.
Okay. So if we tap into there, it will offer us access, and it's under the title of podcast. Okay, so then it will bring up the menu of the most recent program. Is that correct, Brother Kareem?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and if we tap, if that right now, in a few minutes, that podcast recording will be available and we can tap into that and listen again to the today's broadcast from Study Al-Islam. And it was as a sister Fitra, I want to call her Dr. Fitra, she's a healer, but as she said, it was a tearjerker. It was so profoundly touching. So please, you know, we invite everyone to listen again and listen as many times as you like, because we'll hear something new and something refreshing, rejuvenating, helping us to remake ourselves in preparation to remake the world a better place. Inshallah, I'll be listening tonight on the program of the Ramadan sessions, the commentary, and a tafsir of Imam W.D. Muhammad from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening, and invite any of our other listeners to please join us. It's a highly stimulating program, full of clarity and expanding our independent capacity to think. All right, I'll stop right there. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, and greetings to you.
You are welcome. Assalamu alaikum, Mahasan. Abdul Salam, praise be to Allah. We are grateful for simulcasting on Study Al-Islam, and we are grateful for the presentation of our beloved Imam, Dr. Wazir Ali, praise be to Allah. And I am grateful how he made the connections from the first Sahaba and made the connection with our illustrious seasoned members that we affectionately called pioneers. I remember we used to have first Sunday telephone hookups. And we could, this was shared across the country. And this was early in the Imam Wahid Muhammad's leadership. I remember him coming out to speak on one of those Sundays. And he said to us that someone came to his office and informed him that there were men in the audience outside with guns. Imam Muhammad, when he came out and addressed us after the formal opening, he shared with us what had been expressed to him about men being in the audience that had guns. Imam Muhammad said to us, now this really, really, really went to the depth of my soul, coming from where I come from. I had never heard anyone speak like this. He said, let me say to you, now this is faith over fear. He said, let me express to you that there is not a gun made that can take my life if it is Allah's will that I live. I stood straight up. I mean, my God. The faith of this man. So praise be to Almighty God. I remember those turbulent times. And him leading us from fear to faith in Allah, that there is not a gun made that can take my life if it is Allah's will that I live, that had a profound effect upon me. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. Alhamdulillah. I want to invite you, if you would, to tune back in to American Muslim 360 for the broadcast of Keeping It Real. Talk about it. Hosted by our beloved Lou Princess Aziz. And following immediately, connected to that broadcast, is the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad. Let me share with you a promo of this wonderful broadcast, the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. God willing, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waridduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
All praise is due to Almighty God Allah. Let me share with you now another very important public service announcement. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. Inshallah.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals of Time to Be Grateful coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back, and we repeat the invitation to tune in to Keeping It Real. Let's talk about it. Hosted by Lou Princess Aziz. She deals with the issue of trauma, and also executive thought to execute something, to plan it and then execute and move forward from our thinking to action. Praise be to Allah. And following that, the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad Rahim Allah Alayhi. The broadcast begins at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on American Muslim 360. Praise be to Allah. And I'm grateful that we choose faith over fear. Faith over fear. Praise be to Allah. We came to you this morning with the greetings of peace. We leave you this morning with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, which translates into, may the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we remain regardful of Almighty God Allah, remain grateful and thankful for what Allah has done for us, what Allah is doing for us, and what Allah shall do for us. Allah asks a question of the whole of humanity from out of the 55th surah of the Quran entitled Mercy, Mercy. Allah asked the question, Fabi'ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban, which of the two favors of your Lord will you deny? May we remain grateful and thankful. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatem. We got to be thankful.
Early in the morning, sailing and prayer, Devon's press proof coffee. As I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off to work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, 'cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, "Mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand?" Well, I think about the days gone by and I think my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, "You gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Cubs, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their families. But they gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
they gotta do the best that they can. Try and make a difference any way they can. They've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
they gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful.
Their life for the warm rays of sunshine, stronger by the night. Friends are lost forever and their children and their wives. City, gotta be thankful.
Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. I see the poet laureate of American Muslim 360 has raised his hand once more. I want to answer his call.
Okay.
Area code 727-408. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal.
Wa alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah. I would like to thank Sister Mahasa. Mahasa is like my agent, A-G-E-N-T. And but I want to say something about Kareem Amin. Kareem Amin, actually, I had to see this brother take us to his to the last days of his wife returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was so deep to me. And I'm now listening to what he was doing. And then I noticed that Kareem had some of the most powerful shows that I ever seen on AM 360 until the day. And I'm going to say to him, like I said, always of my parents and them, I say, if I can ever catch up with the blessing that God will give to my parents, and I want to say a thing to you, Kareem. I call you the professor, brother, and you well deserve that. And I can tell just by your subject matters and the way you go about handling things, bro. Allah got you. And so praise be to Allah for you, too, that we have you also. And everybody else, the volunteers also. But I have to tell Kareem that. Assalamu alaikum, everybody.
Wa alaikum assalam. And all the praise, all the praise is due to Almighty God, the Creator.
Allahu Akbar.
All the praise is due to Him. Praise be to Allah.
Right.
Thank you.
Allahu Akbar.
And we have someone else that raised their hand. We have a few more moments of broadcast time left. Area code 248-763. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Islam, brother, this is the Luqman, and I just want to mention that heaven on earth is at the feet of the mother. Do what your mama said do and stay alive. Pick your people and don't let people pick you.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Islam,
thank you, Luqman.
Signs and symbols are for the conscious mind. There's more crosses in the cemetery than it is in the church. Stay alive.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Luqman. Good advice. May we stay alive in our soul, our heart, and our mind. Praise be to Allah. We leave you this morning with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah be upon you and upon us all. Assalamu alaikum.